I've been thinking a lot about how everyone's been tense and how we divide into two parties in this country. But the one thing that bridges us is really that we all eat and we all want really good food. And we're in families with these challenges and divisions and a pandemic. But Thanksgiving, is a chance to come together and realize that we need each other.
Yeah, but then you have to decide whether you like the dark meat or the white meat. Then it's all a two-party system all over again.
We also sell turkey parts at times.
There you go. Like a third part.
So if you like all dark meat, that's available. If you like all white meat, that's available.
Yeah, it's like the MSNBC or the Fox News of Thanksgiving.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Diane Rollins and Rob Rollins from DNR Farm in Hamden, Massachusetts. It's nearly Thanksgiving. That is always a good time to support your local farmer. But just like the food bank and the march that I do, we do it around Thanksgiving and we want to support food justice issues around Thanksgiving. It's also good to support your local farmer all year round. However, all these things are converging under one farm. I don't think farms have roofs, but whatever. Farm store roof, maybe, with DNR Farm in Hamden. Diane, you are working with SNAP and HIP, and that has to do with food justice issues. Can you tell me how your farm is working with those?
The people call and set up appointments because I need to be present for that.
Mm-hmm.
But they come, they pick out their vegetables. It's money that the government gives to the people to help support the local farmer, as well as increasing the number of people that are eating fresh local food. They can come every month or they could come every week. It's their choices to get fresh produce.
Tell me about the need that you're seeing in regards to that in Hamden, Rob.
It's quite a bit. People are a lot on the SNAP program. People don't realize that they get $40 a month on top of their SNAP. But when they come to our farm, they pick out the vegetables, then they turn around and we run their card, and then it's automatically put back in their account immediately, so they still have their SNAP program money.
It's an amazing program, and I know SNAP and HIP sounds like what's going to happen to me when I try to walk 43 miles in a couple weeks for food security issues, but it's Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program and the Healthy Incentives Program. SNAP is food stamps from the federal government, and HIP is an innovative reimbursement program that works with the state money, and CISA, the local hero folks, and the food bank have long been advocating to try to make this more accessible and more available to folks, and it's amazing to hear that it's working for your folks at DNR Farm in Hamden, Mass.
And because of the unemployment rate right now, there's a lot of extra people that are on this program because they don't have their jobs. They are not able to return to work. And so they're put on the food stamp program because we provide that here locally. It helps the people that are trying to feed their families with local fresh produce. Not that it's not available in the store, but because the government is trying to help the local farmer, it helps us tremendously.
Yeah, we often talk about how, during really challenging times, we have to make sure that, our community is resilient. And that means helping people who can't work, as you mentioned, and also helping make sure that we can keep growing food regardless of where food comes most of the time. We want to have a really good supply of local food all of the time.
So if I do want to get anything now that Thanksgiving's on the way from DNR Farm in Hamden, what are some of the fun stuff that you have to offer there, Diane?
We have butternut squash, acorn squash, potatoes, sweet potatoes, onions, lettuce, tomato, cucumbers, celery, turnip, beets, carrots, fresh lettuce.
What can I put in the center of that Thanksgiving table?
All of the above. And my pies. I make homemade pies as well.
Favorite type of pie there, Diane?
Our farm pie is really delicious because it has a little bit of everything from that's grown here on the farm. Strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, peaches, apples, blackberries, all mixed into one delicious, low sugar, by the way, but all the natural juices and fruit from the farm.
Excellent.
Into one pie. And I also make homemade pumpkin pies from pumpkins, not canned.
Actual pumpkins or more squash, like, Blue Hubbard?
No, actual sugar pumpkins. They're called sugar baby pumpkins.
And what's up with your turkeys this year?
they're gobbling away and they're big as ever. Of course, we were thinking that people were going to get together, and because of the pandemic, more people are ordering smaller birds. But this way you can get a larger bird and have turkeys for leftovers and to feed your family for weeks on end.
When do I need to get a turkey from you, or when do I need to put my order in if I want a turkey in time for Thanksgiving?
You need to put your order in as soon as possible, because once we have the 200 marked down, then it's kind of like if somebody cancels, but you call us, you place an order of the size that you want and the day you want to pick it up, and you're good to go.
Diane Rollins and Rob Rollins from DNR Farm in Hamden, Mass., and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, buylocalfood.org.